ٹائٹل ای فدا تجھ پہ اے خاک شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے, سنو بہو سنو, نہ کیوں رس کے افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے, نہ کیوں رش کے افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ. تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ. احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدا سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ. احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدا سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ. نشانی ہے اس نام کی عظمتوں کی, صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ. نشانی ہے اس نام کی عظمتوں کی, صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ. وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ. وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو یہ ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد this very beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqta Brezi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat is teaching us in this beautiful poem the completion of Iman. Person's Iman cannot be completed unless he has extreme love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is true love. Forget the love for the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that has got slight attachment to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of that should penetrate every drop of blood of ours. And then a person will realize, as Hazrat explained, that how the true the companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they came to realize the value of the message of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what a great ihsan Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is upon us, then they were prepared to give everything and sacrifice everything for the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which in turn is the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is explaining here the sign of true Iman, fida tujh pe e khaake shahre Madina, that the even the beautiful and the very very mubarak sand of Nabi of Madina Sharif, upon which the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has trampled, and then where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, that part of the earth is even greater than the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat, according to the Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah ulama. So Hazrat is explaining here that how blessed is the city of Madinatul Munawwara because of the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the mubarak footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam set in Madinatul Munawwara, that city became the most blessed city. So Hazrat is saying, teaching us, Mubarak tujhe ho, e arz-e Madina, Nabi ka shahir hai, ye shahir-e Madina. That very blessed be, O land of Madina Sharif, O earth of Madina Sharif, because you are not just any ordinary city. All the cities in the world can put together, cannot come an iota close to the value of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Madinatul Munawwara. And which is that city? This is the city of Madinatul Munawwara that shines out throughout the world till today. After all, why? Tere paas jab sayyede do jahan hai, na kyun rashk aflaq ho fir Madina. That when Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the king of both the world, the leader of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the leader of insan and jinnat, of the Arab world and the non-Arab world, that great personality because of whose love Allah Rabbul Izzat created the entire universe, and in the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam we enjoying these mubarak majalis etc. Without the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ummah was totally lost. We lost our sense of humanity also. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought the message of tawheed and presented it to his companions. And when they realized the value of tawheed, then they gave their lives for the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who brought the greatest wealth for them. So if that is where the most greatest personality, the greatest of all creation is resting, then Hazrat says, why isn't that the skies also are, so to say, envying the city of Madina to Munawwara? Even the heavens, the malaika also are envying presently that the greatest place upon where Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is descending in torrents at the moment, more vibrant also than all the waterfalls in the world, more than the Niagara waterfalls also. You go there, over half a kilometer, you'll get the splashes. And in fact, you'll get so wet that they give you a raincoat, that all the splashes of from the distance, the waterfall splashes are falling. And what can be said, then where Allah Ta'ala's waterfalls of rahmat that is pouring in great, great torrents upon the beloved of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person from miles and miles away,
by just reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as our Hazrat teaches us, just focus your mind to think that you are right present at the roza of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you'll get that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala that is descending. Then what can be said when you write at the roza of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That as Hazrat teaches us, myself, we don't enjoy the real splashes of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, because there we don't have to put on raincoat, we have to take out our clothes of sin, of guna. When we don't make istighfar, tawbah, and we don't take off our habits and our clothes of sin, then we go to Medina Sharif, but we go in the same habits that we had. In fact, we come back worse. And we see today the condition of the world. The world is crying that Medina Sharif, the Haramain Sharif, is not like before. But if we just take stock of myself particularly, that when Allah granted us the opportunity, what respect did we show to the Mubarak Sati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So we should realize and understand that even the heavens are envying the Sati of Madinatul Munawwara. Why? Tere sabze gumbad pe alam fida hai, falak jaise chume zameen mein Madina. When a person just comes to understand, and the marifat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's personality is beyond our imagination. Just a person comes to realize an iota of what is the value of reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then a person will realize that when that Mubarak beautiful green dome, and why is that dome so blessed? Because under which who is resting? The kings of kings, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the beautiful countenance, the anwarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going up to that Mubarak dome. So the entire universe and all the universes are prepared to sacrifice themselves just for the dome. Forget the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is as if the whole heaven are kissing the ground of Madinatul Munawwara. Why? In order of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And me and you, Allah Ta'ala, out of His extreme mercy and kindness, has chosen us to be in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as our Hazrat teaches us, that sadly today, we haven't realized that we have got the greatest guide, the greatest rehber. And who are we making our leaders today? Who are we following? All the filth and dirty, all fashions of the West and their lifestyle. People who make dogs their leaders, we want to make them our leaders. If we didn't have a leader, it was different. We have the greatest personality. As Allama Busayri rahmatullahi teaches us, that we don't know our value. Bushra lana ya ma'ashir al-islami, inna lana min al-inayati ruknan ghayra mudhadami. That glad tidings to you, O people of Islam, that we have got such a pillar of support that the whole world, all the forces in the world cannot break it down. And what is that support? None other than Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we saw when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum held firmly onto the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu proclaimed clearly that we were the most degraded nation. فَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah gave us honor, not by what our in material resources, in our better the means of transport, our homes or clothes any, or anything like that, but when we held on to the beautiful Mubarak Sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he gave us the lesson till the day of Qiyamah. If anybody is looking for honor, respect in any other way, then we're going to lose our honor and respect and dignity. And sadly, this is the condition of the Ummah today, that we are still crying for the mercy of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala has clearly mentioned, وَاتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَاتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Come back onto the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then definitely Allah's mercy will descend. Further Hazrat mentioned, Tera zarra zarra nishani nabi hai, fida tujhpe mein khaake shahre Madina. That the city of Medina Munawwara, forget the whole city itself, just the Mubarak sand of Madinatul Munawwara. My life and my everything be sacrificed upon you. Why? Every speck, every grain of sand, Mubarak sand of Madinatul Munawwara, upon which the Mubarak footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam threaded, That's a clear sign of the nur of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a effort Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in Madinatul Munawwara, that from there the nur of Hidayat till today is spreading throughout the world. And then Hazrat explained that how should we appreciate the city of Madinatul Munawwara, and how should we show our loyalty that Allah Ta'ala has chosen us in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to take a lesson from the companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat says, look at the lesson. Uhud ke ye daman mein khune shaheeda sabak de raha hai wafai Madina. That we are getting a lesson of what is the true royalty of Madina to Munawwara. In other words, what is the true royalty that we think that we love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just take a page out of the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That when you look at Mount Uhud, that beautiful mountain of Jannah, at the lap of Mount Uhud is Allahu Akbar, the very, very blessed, the drops of blood of the shuhada who gave their lives for the protection of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, for the protection of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is because they had extreme love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which inculcated the extreme love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala teaches us, if we want the love of Allah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That announce and proclaim, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want Allah's love, then you first have to learn to love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that also goes down the ladder. We have to learn to love the pious servants who got the love of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Madina to Munawwara. When we learn and we sit in their company, Allah has brought us here to learn this, then we'll understand that what is loyalty towards Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the city of Medina, then I'll realize that I'm not zero, I'm minus in this regard. And that is why we beg Allah, Allah Ta'ala, out of His mercy has brought us here to learn this, and beg Allah Ta'ala to give us true loyalty. Further, Hazrat explains that what was the loyalty of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ki qadmo se khaake Madina. That it is a clear sign of the greatness, the splendor of Islam. And that Islam that was taught by Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. Not any modern type of Islam, not any water type of Islam, not any other Islam that we try to fathom in our minds, but that Islam that was brought by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the Islam Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is talking about. That Islam gave us honor. And this is what we find Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in their footsteps. The Mubarak sand of Madinatul Munawwara lies under their Mubarak footsteps. That Allahu Akbar, what ranks they have got, the greatest wali can never reach their ranks at all. So we should understand and realize all this was why. Wafadari o par sahaba radiallahu anhum ki akhtar hai tariq roshan ye shahre Madina. Hazrat says that take a lesson that from the loyalty of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that the history of Madinatul Munawwara is very bright in the world till today. The greatest history of any place is the history of Madina to Munawwara. That how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transformed the whole nation. That seemed impossible that they can be transformed. But what they became, that Allah Ta'ala praises them in the Qur'an-i Kareem. That if you also want to become men, then Rijal, those are men. And how they became men in the Sohbat, in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When that love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam penetrated their heart, then they gave everything towards Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to uphold the deen of Allah, the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding that at least we try and make an effort to recite as much as durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daily we should be reciting durood as much as possible, and then we should be checking myself first of all, our lives, that how much of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in my life. Am I truly a loyal ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or I am myself one of those people that are causing hurt to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq to take this great lesson and beg Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to come close and under the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem amma ba'd. Continuing the chapter, Rule number 24, Muslim social conduct. Rectitude in dealings and conduct. Those who have some concern for deen pay some attention to rectitude in their dealings. They do consider this matter as an issue of deen. However, they commit errors in their mutual dealings because of not having sufficient knowledge of the rules and the masail regarding to such affairs. The situation may be quite simply rectified by studying the book Safai Mu'amalat or the fifth part of Baiti Zawar. In addition, inquiry should be made on an alim whenever information is required in these matters. Following the direction of an alim will ensure that the activity is conducted along the Sharia lines. Regarding social conduct, it must be observed that this facet of life has been totally neglected. Even pious people in these times have separated this aspect of life from the Sharia. It is not even considered to be part of the deen. Even people with deeny inclinations regard social conduct as being a worldly matter having no link with the Sharia. This erroneous understanding has resulted in great neglect in this field of life. Some Quranic ayat and hadith will be cited to show the significance and importance of a healthy social conduct in the life of Muslims. Allah Ta'ala says that, O people of Iman, do not enter the houses of another until you have taken permission and made salam to the inmates of the house. If you do not find anyone therein, then do not enter the house until permission has been granted to you. And if it is said to you, return, then return. That is purer for you. The masala regarding seeking permission to enter is explained in the above verse of the Quran Kareem. The fact that this act of social conduct has been mentioned in the Quran Sharif is sufficient to convey the importance which Allah Ta'ala accords affairs of social intercourse. It is thus proper for a believer to enter the premises of another person without having obtained his prior consent. If consent is refused, offense should not be taken, for the one refusing the consent may have a valid reason. Thus, in refusing permission, the inmates of the house are fully within their rights. In the hadith recorded in Bukhari and Muslim, it has been explained that if after having made salam thrice, no permission or reply from within the house is forthcoming, one should depart and not linger around. There is great wisdom in this command of the Sharia. It is quite possible that the inhabitants of the house may be in such a condition which does not permit their appearance. They may be having a rest, there may be sickness in the house, and the arrival of someone is likely to create some disturbance. The inhabitants of the house may be engaged in some important work. The arrival of someone will interfere with their work. Therefore, no one should take offense if permission is not granted, or if no one from inside answers the knock at the door. The matter of seeking permission to enter seems of trivial importance to most people and is not considered of any Sharia importance. But the very fact that the Quran Kareem decrees its commandment in this question establishes its significance. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O people of Iman, when it is said to you in a gathering, make space for newcomers, then make space. Allah will grant you a spacious place in Jannah. If on account of some need it is said to you, leave the gathering, then get up and leave. In this command too is great wisdom. If the leader in the gathering asks or orders anyone to leave the gathering, he should be obeyed. If space is limited, the believer should endeavor to draw together and make space available for others with an open heart. One should not become selfish and consider only one's comfort. Striking the hadith, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to bed. He remained laying on the bed until he thought that she had fallen asleep. She says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slowly removed the blanket, put on his shoes very quietly, opened the door silently and went out. He then closed the door silently. On this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Jannatul Baqi, the cemetery. Upon his return, he explained the reason for his actions. I thought you were asleep. I did not want to disturb you. And I feared that if you awoke and found yourself to be alone, you may become scared. The hadith states with clarity that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was averse to disturbing Aisha radiallahu anha. This shows the importance of not disturbing others by means of our acts and attitudes. A believer must always consider the next person and not behave in a neglectful and inconsiderate manner. Such disregard for the privacy and peace of others is contrary to the Sharia. Once, Hazrat Miqdas radiallahu anhu were three people with the guest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, after Isha we went to sleep. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned late at night, he made salam in such a way that if anyone was awake, he could hear it. And if anyone was asleep, he would not be disturbed. The few narrations cited above will convey the importance of social conduct in the lives of Muslims. Islam lays much emphasis on such matters. Social conduct is an integral part of the Sharia. It cannot be separated from Islam. The subject has been dealt with in detail in our book Adabul Mu'asharat, as well as in Bayt-e Zawr from part 10 onwards. A subject of this study should definitely be made by all Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.